1 Corinthians 4. Let a man so account of us as servants of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here, further, it is sought in stewards that a man be found faithful. But for me it is the very smallest matter that I be examined of you or of man's day, nor do I even examine myself. For I am conscious of nothing in myself, but I am not justified by this, but he that examines me is the Lord. So that do not judge anything before the time, until the Lord shall come, who shall also both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and shall make manifest the counsels of hearts, and then shall each have his praise from God. Now these things, brethren, I have transferred, in their application, to myself and Apollos, for your sakes, that ye may learn in us the lesson of not letting your thoughts go above what is written, that ye may not be puffed up, one for such a one, against another. For who makes thee to differ? And what hast thou which thou hast not received? But if also thou hast received, why boastest thou as not receiving? Already ye are filled, already ye have been enriched. Ye have reigned without us, and I would that ye reigned, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has set us, the apostles, for the last, as appointed to death. For we have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye prudent in Christ. We weak, but ye strong. Ye glorious, but we in dishonor. To the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are in nakedness, and buffeted, and wander without a home, and labor working with our own hands. Railed at, we bless. Persecuted, we suffer it. Insulted, we entreat. We are become as the offscouring of the world, the refuse of all until now. Not as chiding do I write these things to you, but as my beloved children, I admonish you. For if you should have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the glad tidings. I entreat you, therefore, be my imitators. For this reason I have sent to you Timotheus, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, who shall put you in mind of my ways as they are in Christ, according as I teach everywhere in every assembly. But some have been puffed up, as if I were not coming to you. But I will come quickly to you if the Lord will, and I will know not the word of those that are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye, that I come to you with a rod, or in love, and in a spirit of meekness?